Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Oh, congratulations, Patrick. We meet again in this moment. And now for you, you guys have the opportunity to head back to a Super Bowl and keep the chances of a three-peat alive. We knew it would come down to the wire. How do you even describe this one, this opportunity at hand?
I mean, first off, I want to give all glory to God. Without him, none of this is possible, and I truly mean that. And I'm just so proud of my teammates, man, how they responded. That was a great football team, and I'm just lost for words. I'm excited for New Orleans.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, we've got Tom Ackerman by phone this morning. And Tom, what another nail-biter for the Chiefs last night, huh?
Yeah, good game, and the Chiefs won it and knocked out the Bills, and they are going to a Super Bowl and trying to do what no team in the Super Bowl era has done, win three straight. It is a dynasty, and some people hate that, and I completely understand that. I think that, you know, you hate teams that win all the time. I'm tired of them, you know, the Patriots and the Dodgers and the whoever else, although the Dodgers haven't won consecutive, but you know what I mean. I mean, it gets annoying. On the other hand, you know, Chiefs fans have every right to be elated. They were one of those teams for a long time that I actually admire. I am more drawn to the fan bases who have suffered. And so the Chiefs were actually in that category for a long time. They just for a number of years, for whatever reason, could not advance. And now they are in the middle of one of the greatest runs in sports history. They're going to have a chance to win a third Super Bowl. I think they can. I think it'll be tough against the Eagles. And I feel for the Bills on a number of levels because, A, you know, as I mentioned, their fans have suffered. They've never won a Super Bowl. They've gotten there multiple times but haven't won it. So, you know, you would love to see that fan base rewarded. Also, the officiating. You know, there was a call in particular, a spot that I did not agree with that, now, look, you go, if you look on Twitter, all of Twitter is talking about how the NFL is rigged and they're done. They're not going to watch football anymore and blah, blah, blah. That's not true. A, you're going to watch football again. And B, the NFL is not rigged. The problem that I saw there, and this was about the 2-minute mark, they were going for it. And on the play was stopped and it should have been a first down. The spot showed that the ball carrier, Josh Allen, was short. The replay showed otherwise, that he was over the line. It's not about the NFL being rigged. It's about this stupid, antiquated way of spotting the football for first downs. I mean, we've got the technology now, I would think, to show that the ball is over the line. So, you know, it shouldn't be that the NFL, that the official just sort of trots out there and figures out where to spot the ball, and here you go. I think it's right here. I mean, you know, let's get down to it. And put a line out there that you can see. We have enough computer technology today that you can see if the ball crossed the line or not.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, I saw Scott Jagow in the hallway this morning, and I gave him my condolences. God. He was not in a talkative mood, as you can imagine.
I have a 24-hour rule on that. I will not talk to any fan who took a loss like that for 24 hours. I've got to give them time. But you saw him. I mean, you can't just, like, ignore him. He's in the hallway.
Hey, Scott.
it is what it is. But, You know, look, I'll say something else about fans because I mentioned Chiefs fans. I am not against Chiefs fans whatsoever. I mean, you root for who you want to root for. I think it's natural, though, for a lot of people to look at those fans and say, well, yeah, it's easy to be a Chiefs fan, you know, and especially those who sort of hop on and all of that. I get that. But if you're a Chiefs fan, just remember, they hate you because they want to beat you. And they right now are at the top of the mountain. Now, all of that said, I think the Eagles can beat them. They're only a point and a half underdog, and that line will probably shift a little bit here and there. The best player in all of football is Saquon Barkley. He's unbelievable. And you know, all he has to do is break one or two for touchdowns, and that game could be flipped very easily down in New Orleans. So I think it'll be a fun Super Bowl. I did put a poll out on Twitter. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl? Chiefs, Eagles, don't care. And it's very close. I think it'll go down to the wire. I think the don't cares will take it. The Eagles right now are just under the Chiefs. So last time I looked, they were all sort of in the 30s or high 20s in terms of percentage.
I am shocked at that, to be honest with you. I'm shocked that there'd be that. Number one, there'd be that many Chiefs fans in the area. And that many just, I mean, like, I don't follow the NFL until, like, these games and the Super Bowl I'm always going to watch. I make no excuses for it. Super Bowl is usually a party of some sort, so I'm going to be there watching the game as late as I can. But I'm still surprised that with the Rams gone and the city ready to blow all that settlement money, we can't figure out a way to support the Chiefs.
Support the Chiefs. So the thing about the Chiefs and Rams is that, And I will say that I was in your hometown of Cincinnati yesterday.
All right.
And I was there this week, so I was calling the UConn Xavier game. What a great
nice
place to watch a basketball game, by the way. Xavier's awesome.
Yeah.
Xavier beat UConn. It was really fun. But I passed Paycor Stadium a few times, the home of the Bengals, and I paid tribute to them, you know, a little tip of the cap. And I'll tell you why. The Bengals were in favor of St. Louis. They voted against the Rams moving to Los Angeles. The Chiefs probably couldn't get to the voting sheet quick enough. They voted against St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so that always kind of stayed with me. Now, I know the KMOX is the home of the Chiefs, and that is great. And we do that to accommodate many of Chiefs fans out there, and I appreciate them. But I'm not one of them. I mean, I root for St. Louis teams and my alma mater and, you know, a few other underdogs that I like out there. But no, I get it. I mean, St. Louis is, a lot of people are done with the NFL, or they're kind of like me where we watch it, but I don't have a team. I'm a very casual NFL fan where I follow the league and I enjoy and appreciate and respect the coaches who have made it to the highest level of football and the players. But I'm not a fan of any of those teams. I just kind of watch, play fantasy and that kind of thing. You know, outside of that, I really don't get. It's funny because I'm going from like 100 miles an hour to about 10. Because when I was covering the Rams, I was all in. I mean, I was following every injury report. I was reading everything I possibly could about the next opponent. I was at Rams Park every day. I mean, I was all in on covering the NFL. I was traveling with following the team around the country. And now it's more Sunday afternoon. Watch it for a little bit. Turn it off. Go take the dogs for a walk. Maybe make some dinner. Watch a little bit of the Sunday night game and go to bed. Yeah,
you know, we were talking about that earlier, and I said the only time I've ever really had any interest in the Eagles, to be honest with you, was after that movie Invincible came out back in the early 2000s, and Vince Papale.
Yeah.
I mean, and Vermeil was the coach, as Matthew pointed out. Vermeil was the coach of that team, so there's our connection.
Yeah, it was. And let's talk about the Eagles for a minute. So the Eagles used to be that fan base that did not win the Super Bowl and couldn't do it and came so close, including here in St. Louis. They got beaten in the NFC Championship game in 2001, that season, and the Rams went back to the Super Bowl. The Eagles did do it, though, recently. And so their fan base, if they win it again, they're going to become one of those hated fan bases where they're you know, the boorish behavior that they have in the seats, let's say, will not become tolerable any longer, and people will start to turn on them if they start to win another one. My wife, however, grew up in Philadelphia. She was born here in St. Louis. She grew up in Exton, right outside of Philly, lived there till she was about 16 years old, and then came back and finished high school here. So she's got Philly in her heart. She grew up around the Eagles and the Flyers and all that stuff were her two favorite teams. So as a household, we will be pulling for the Eagles for Angie.
Carl thinks that the Chiefs should invite the Packers fan that had the nasty words said about her there by the Eagles. They should invite her to the Super Bowl and pay for it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that idea. It's a great actually.
Yeah.
That's right. And they apparently aren't allowing that Eagles fan in the stadium anymore. He's done. His life is ruined.
Yeah. It's true. We'll good. See.
I think it'll be a good Super Bowl though. It'll be a good one, a good matchup, and you know, I know that there will be a lot of hype surrounding it and all that stuff. I will be sort of on the periphery of that, although we do have a reporter at the Super Bowl representing KMOX. I'll be, you know, my world really concentrates on Cardinals, Blues, City, SLU, Mizzou, Indiana, my basketball team, the Junior Rams, I mean, you know, NBC basketball. I mean, I have so much going on that I will pay attention, but it's not my number one thing.
Yeah, it's a good point. Hey, Tom, we appreciate you giving us a minute this morning. I know you were not in the station this morning, so thank you, my friend.
Oh, no. Man, it's always a pleasure. I'm just sitting here looking at my backyard, and my dog is at my feet celebrating his fifth birthday today. So he
awesome.
Gets an extra treat today.
Happy birthday to Fido. We appreciate that. All right. We'll talk to you. Right. We'll talk to you on Thursday. Thanks.
See you later.
All right. Thank you. Tom Ackerman there, of course, KMOX Sports Director. And obviously, he's not invested in the Chiefs as I thought he might be. Matthew, you any thoughts on that? Hang on.
I'm with him on that one.
Yeah.
St. Louis has gone full bore on the Chiefs stuff lately.
I know.
You know, you see them taking over rally houses, and Schnucks has their little pop-ups with it all. But, you know, if you were a full-time Rams fan and that was me, I can't get into another team that way. It's never going
to
click.
I say hate, don't appreciate. I grew up in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
So I followed the Bengals. In fact, I went to the Super Bowl when the Bengals played the 49ers.
Oh, wow.
When was that, about 1990? 89 or 90. I went to the game at Joe Robbie Stadium down in Miami, and I followed the Bengals from the time I was in high school, you know, middle school, all the way through. And then I moved to three different states and ended up in St. Louis, right?
January 89.
And as you get to a point where as the players you knew on that team start to age out and retire, and you know, Esiason and all those guys, and then the Rams were in town, and they started having a little bit of success. I mean, I was rooting for the Rams. I wouldn't root against the Bengals. I would just root for the Rams. So then when the Rams broke our heart and left town, and I don't know. I mean, I was rooting for the Bengals when they were in the Super Bowl the last time. But I like the AFC, and I've always had pretty good feelings about the Chiefs. So I'll wish them the best. I even got myself a Kelce jersey after they won the Super Bowl that last time. So,
but that's because he's a Swiftie.
Where I was going to say, I didn't know you were a big
Swiftie.
Swift fan.
Okay.
Fair enough.
This is before he ever, before she was in the picture.
Right. He
got
it
that way.
2 years ago.
That's right. Before she was in the picture. And probably after she's out of the picture, I'll still have it. So we'll see.
Get more at 971talk.com.